Oh, are we good to go, Brad? Yeah, think so. Thank you for you and your entire IT team. Hello, dear delegates again. So for the next thing in the conference, we will now go to the breakout rooms to have some important discussions of how we want to conference to proceed, and we want to hear your voice and input. That's key for us, because we are ongoing an in-depth study of the conference and delegate meetings, and we want to experiment getting the info that way. We want to reinforce this and give voice to everyone on the conference as everyone delegate, and we will use the breakout rooms to make it easier for delegates to break into teams, speak and be heard. And each breakout room will have the same three questions. We will have a discussion of 15 minutes, and then we will come back and summarize what we have discussed. I will show now on the screen what are those three questions. I hope you can see them.
We can see.
Yes, so I will read them very quickly. One, what are the ways to improve ABC QDM voting process? The second one, what do delegates need in order to be more informed and more involved? And C, how do delegates want us to develop topics for ABC's QDMs? And So delegates will be randomly assigned to breakout rooms. There will be divided by the number of delegates that they are. Each breakout room will have a facilitator, and we will ask for three volunteers in each breakout room, a timer, a note taker, and someone to call on to speakers. And then we will go on and discuss those three questions as time allows. So some of them might be more important than others, and we will come back and summarize our experience after 50 minutes. So let's go to the breakout rooms now.
Okay.
I see a hand. Let's quickly answer that and go to the breakout rooms.
Thank you very much. Hey all, Patty ACA. Can those questions be put in the chat, please? So we can have them in the breakout rooms. Thank you.
Yes, they will be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, could I have the facilitators of the breakout rooms raise their hands, please? Digital. Sue, Mary Jo, Charlie, Carmen, Edmundus, Kaz, Ken, and Marcus, please.
And I'm sorry, for some reason, the raise hand is, oh, there it is. I keep
Okay, great.
moving it.
Think they were numbered like breakout room one, breakout room two. Am I right, Brad, on this?
You're right.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Thought there was supposed to be a brief break after the breakout rooms before we went to the next meeting. And
I
then
apologize.
Mary Jo and I would be facilitating the next meeting.
I apologize. Yes. Yes. So we will have a break. So now it is 1:25 already. Let's have a break of 10 minutes still. Call out to establish quorum again. So if you are a delegate, please raise your digital hand. Thank you. And keep it so that we can count.
Okay, I'm seeing 55.
Thank you, Brad. And I will pass it on to Charlie and Mary Jo. Take it away.
Thank you, Edmundus. Mary Jo, do you want to do the first intro or do you want me to?
Take it away, Charlie.
Okay. First off, I want to thank everybody for engaging in what is an experiment. That's been one of the themes of this year's meeting. The ABC has approved a number of studies relating to the ABC and the quarterly meetings in recent years. And just in May, they asked us specifically to do a study for a report next May on ways to help delegates serve as an informed group conscience for the fellowship, and essentially how to maximize the values and make it a positive experience for delegates. So that was really the heart of the questions people were asked. Now that we've all talked privately in the breakout room, we thought there would just simply be a curiosity and a desire for people to come together and talk about their ideas with the whole group back together. And we asked each room to have a note taker who could start us off by reporting the very high level findings. Now, I can say from our group, a lot of things got said in 45 or 50 minutes. There's no ability, obviously, to recreate all of that. So the idea is like the top two or three points that seem to, get a group agreement or interest is probably the best place to go. So, we'll start calling, I think, just by breakout room numbers because we don't know who the note takers were. And when you speak, if you could try to limit your share to about 2 minutes. And then after that, those first note takers have spoken, we'll just open up the discussion to the entire group. Now, as far as the big discussion, Mary Jo and I will largely stay on the sidelines. Our only role, other than calling on speakers, will be we may occasionally ask somebody a follow-up question to clarify a specific point, but otherwise it'll be open discussion by the delegates. So with that, I'm going to ask, actually, maybe if we get a show of hands by everybody who took notes, that might be the best way to do this. Okay, let's see, one, two, three, four. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to go left to right from Charlie H's screen. That's not a very scientific system, but it's the best one I can think of. So, Marsha J, IA029, you are first up, and you have 2 minutes to talk about your breakout room.
Okay, as to the voting process, it would help if people who are less technologically literate, if we didn't have to jump from the screen to a different place to vote. There was a lot of discussion about motions made from the proposals in the ABC. There's too much talk and not enough visuals when that's happening. Could people possibly submit motions ahead of the ABC so that we could work from those? Is it possible to divide the ABC proposals and vote on them throughout the year, including the QDMs? For the delegate information, orientation is necessary, but people are really worried about clarity and simplicity. They don't understand the proposals and the motions. This is a learning curve, but they're the same people talk all the time at when there's talk time, and they seem to know lots of stuff that the other people don't know, and so there's some overwhelm going on, and there's not time for a slow thinker to get in there. There's too many links everywhere. Could we pull these things together? On the other hand, somebody likes the links, so I think
I'm sorry to
that's.
interrupt. Is the recording going right now? I thought I might have just seen a pause. No, I take it back. I apologize. I think the recording is going. Sorry, Marsha.
Okay, that's fine. As to topic creation, could there be a list of current topics under discussion by the board at their work meetings? And after these strategic planning meetings, could the strategic plan of the board be shared? Because these would be topics, that's what's happening now. And they aren't generalized. That's what's happening. So we could have some voice there. And people are interested in the process for creating agendas. Perhaps, I mean, we have the breakout rooms, we have the questionnaires, but if agenda questions could be published in advance so people could suggest other topics, and I actually think that's been done, but it was mentioned. And with that, I will end. Thank you. Oh, I didn't say about the buddies. People wanted buddies or suggested buddies to that they could talk to with at the time of the meeting, during the meeting, and maybe meet ahead of time so they aren't intimidated by the buddies. And
That's time.
okay.
Thank you very much, Marsha. Next up is WEB 1210, Laura S. And you're on mute, Laura. Still on mute. Can somebody assist Laura? She's on mute.
She should have gotten the pop-up
I
three
got
times.
it. I did. I
You're
did.
great.
Thank
Super.
you.
Thanks.
Okay, so the three questions from my group, and I'm going to have to get at my notes here. So related to question one, I would say folks were interested in making sure the questions were simplified as far as when we're taking a vote. Make sure all people, especially with different languages and all of that, make sure I'll understand the question prior to voting. There was some discussion on use of Robert's rules and why it had been modified. There was an explanation provided on have being, it being difficult to get a parliamentarian. There was good feedback that the voting tutorial was consequential, was helpful, made it easier to understand how to vote. Another suggestion was to have a service manual like other 12-step fellowships do, and that it was a concern that there isn't a charter, but that would cover traditions, concepts, types of service, and would clarify the service structure. And there was a question on how minority opinion was worded, that was somewhat unclear, the one that we actually were the ones we were looking at. And it was suggested that we change it to for those that voted in the majority after hearing the minority opinion, would you like to change your vote? Question two, it was suggested for being more involved, it would be helpful to have a monthly report from WSO unless there is one already. Some concern about not being clear what the expectations are for new delegates, as this can be overwhelming, and that maybe more discussion about how to have get people involved in service at the higher level. It was suggested that it would be a good idea for there to be a fellowship-wide workshop for all to share their experience, strength, and hope. And that month, boy, okay. Is that my time? Sorry.
Yeah.
Before I call in the next person, Laura, if you had like 15 extra seconds, would that allow you to include some other essential point that you're otherwise not sharing?
She's remuted and I can't find her now.
Okay, sounds good. Laura, if you could, if you would like maybe an extra 15 seconds at the end, put your hand up and you'll be back in the queue. Next up is WEB0536. Oh, sorry, Lauren C.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lauren. Happy to be here. So for improving voting, the first question, we discussed the three main options that we were given, which is just kind of raising hands, the election buddy, and worldwide online voting, which would kind of include the complete group conscious. We also discussed maybe making the voting process a little more culturally inclusive. I guess the verbiage being used we felt was not very equal language. It was very complex, kind of hard to understand. Even like English as a first language speakers were agreeing on that as well. There was also discussion of Robert's rules maybe being culturally insensitive and needing to be updated to something else more internationally accepted. There was also issues with election buddy emails not being received ahead of time. And then there was discussion on just not having enough time to think about topics and opposing viewpoints. let's see. What do delegates need? More time to think about topics. We suggested that the agenda be designed by conference members, not the ABC. We would like to strengthen our rich relationship with each other as delegates and to kind of help relieve the WSO of some of that responsibility. We suggested that the agenda and links be more direct and easily accessible. Even if we could get raw or rough data ahead of time instead of like finalized data, that would still be helpful. And then more formal and informal meetings just between delegates to get more familiar with each other. I'm so sorry. And then I'll get to the last one, which is how do delegates want to develop topics for QDM? Let's see, delegates as a whole will develop topics, maybe submit suggestions in between QDMs that would be compiled for delegates to vote on topics to discuss in between. And then I guess maybe more increased awareness around Slack or maybe a different platform for more international inclusivity. And then just restructuring boundary avenues regarding Robert's rules. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Next up is Ken R. Webb 0479. Oh, by the way, I think I'm being told my face looks like I'm the man in gray. I can't do anything about that right now, so I apologize if I look like I'm hiding or something.
Thank you, Charlie. And first of all, I want to thank my group for selecting me to be the note taker. And just as a reminder, I've been a delegate a long time before being a trustee. So we had a great group. We had 46 suggestions in the 45 minutes, and we picked out 17 of those to pass on to you. And kudos to Clara for being our moderator and moving us along and keeping us on time. Question A on the voting process. What else is out there? Election buddies seem straightforward. There was a lot of discussion. I didn't understand the minority opinion. You know, there were some folks that shared that they were given 2 days' notice to come to the meeting. And, you know, new first-time delegate, no training, and they were uncomfortable voting because they didn't understand what a yes or no vote would represent and would ask the group to take a little time to explain that. question two on delegate involvement. Kind of the theme of the group was taking the fear out of being a delegate. Have a checklist with links of what a delegate does and what the tools are. Delegates be in an observer role first to take some of the mystery out of being a delegate. The OPPM was thought to be not very accessible to delegates. They need a reminder, or maybe we could have a Slack calendar to remind people of what was coming up, and a Slack newsletter or links to a newsletter for delegates, and maybe even have it a delegate job description. And on the last item of what delegates want, they agree they need to develop their own leadership, to get out and understand how the agendas are developed, stop the surprises. They feel that that they're surprised, which kind of takes away from the benefits of the meetings. They talked about the charter. They talked about opposition, or they talked about how great it was to have an opportunity for the discussion. And the problem they have with the same old faces. I pass.
Thank you, Ken. Next up is, and if you could lower your hand, that'd be great. Next up is Region 5, Josh W.
Charlie, the next up was Patricia Y. She's been at the front of the list.
Okay.
WBO 5950.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marja. I was not seeing that. I've got something blocking part of my screen. So, Josh, if you could hold a second, Patricia, you're up. Web 0590.
Oh, you're calling on me, Patricia. Okay, great. Our group had lots of big conversation, and Charlie thankfully helped to summarize some of this in the same way. On the voting process, the biggest themes were that good ideas were getting lost in the way that we vote, that the 20% rule, especially when there are lots of options, does not allow people to coalesce around two other similar ideas beyond the top vote getter. And there was also concern about generally throwing out good ideas. Confusion about the voting rules and procedures, including the minority opinion, that there's a lot to process, and maybe less text. And what I was hearing was more visuals and graphics would be really helpful for people, and even, well, maybe even organizing the text better on the slides and stuff like that. I know most of the people do that. Informed and involved, the big concerns were about feeling disconnected from other delegates, not able to directly share ideas with other delegates in a more informal way where crosstalk is encouraged and permitted, or permitted and encouraged. That better job descriptions written would be very nice if we also including one for delegates and what they do. There was the mention that even the written job description sometimes doesn't do it, that having a person to contact and talk to about what it's actually like would be very, very helpful. I think I already said more visuals and flowcharts and diagrams and that kind of stuff for people. For setting topics, the perception that the delegates might feel too passive because agendas seem to come from WSO. They might not feel confident enough or know the best routes to speak up or have input, not being aware of the ongoing discussions and what's coming up. In fact, this breakout room was a really good example because ahead of time, there wasn't any encouraging. Let me just finish this up real quickly. There wasn't much time for people to think about these ideas offline before they came in. And people mentioned they felt they would be more prepared. More informal discussions on what delegates care about, possibly consider topics that focus on recovery and involve the intergroups and regions with topic selections and ABC prep. More ways to connect and discuss ideas openly with other delegates and other members, and how to use the connections that we already have, such as Comline, Traveler, and Slack. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Josh, Region 5 is up next.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. Before I dive into the specific things, I'd say like there was some super high level stuff across all of it, which was re with regards to information for delegates to simplify, consolidate it, and share it in advance. And to have the overall process for QDMs and ABCs be more delegate driven. So now I'll go into the specific topics. Are there ways to improve the voting process? High level stuff was a lot of people were confused by what we just did with the minority opinion, even who are native English speakers. I've heard other people, I like, so I think some clarification on those in advance would be helpful. And one thing that came up that I thought was really interesting was that any process questions that come up in a Slack DM be answered in front of everybody, not just in private chats, and with active monitoring of the Slack, excuse me, a Zoom DMs during voting in the interest of clarity. Need more clarity of language, explanation of the process. Let's see here. Yeah, I already said that. Okay. Okay. Yep. Again, publish simple one-pager explanation of processes to be distributed before the meeting. And somebody mentioned the election buddy not available in Spanish or other languages for non-English speakers. Okay, on to what do delegates need in order to be informed and involved? Again, high-level simplification and consolidation of information. Links in one evergreen reference source. So somebody said, been here multiple years. I printed out all materials, still feeling lost. Feels like need technical savvy, which many don't have, need to simplify. Delegate training, need more of what we need to know in terms of content as opposed to just navigating tech and process. I'll wrap up here. In terms of how do delegates want us to develop topics for ABC QDMs? Need processes to be more delegate driven. There was lack of clarity about how it's done right now. And this idea came up for ballot proposals, whether information for contact information for submitting groups might be made available. I would say more, but I believe I'm out of time.
Thank you very much. The Marion MZAF 0008.
Hi there. I'm going to echo Josh in that there are definitely consistent high-level ideas. I'm thinking tick, tick, tick as I'm hearing all the different groups bring up the issues. Couple of things. When it comes to the ways to improve, we had quite a few who were new delegates, and it's clear it takes people a while to make sense of the process. So the suggestion was we need a how-to handbook, which currently doesn't seem to be easily available. And there was some talk that maybe it could be done as a video. Brad, for example, I know in the past has done videos for people and it really works well because not everybody reads words well, but also they need something that could be translated for other languages. Support buddies, WhatsApp chat, some kind of support for newbies on the system as it's happening because people get overwhelmed and scared. There was the sort of performance anxiety. We're all adult children. Everyone loves the informality. Are there ways to keep it more informal, at least in part, or at least to provide an informal support mechanism through the process? More time for informal discussion. Everybody loves the breakout rooms and more relaxed, more informal, less overwhelming, less, intimidating. Things like Robert's rules and this very stiff formal structure was referenced by a number of people that it's intimidating, and it takes a long time to make sense of it. More detail, perhaps again, videos on proposal crafting and how to amend things. Some clarity. So two kinds of handbooks. What do you need to do as a delegate and what's specific to the meeting that's coming up in this thing? And people want it in advance so they can talk with their groups and be prepared. When it comes to breakout rooms, people don't want to have to choose. They want to know what they are well in advance. They want time to think about the subject. I'll just wrap up shortly. And then again, things like what is the role of the intergroups? And the last thing was people need to know about recruiting. They also want time, like breakout room time before a committee meeting to kind of know and ask and not be stuck in the structure, but be able to chat and be more informal. And with that, I'll pass. Where do we put the list? Because this is a summary. Where would you like us to consolidate all this information that we've accumulated? That was the last question I have as the note taker. Thank you.
Carmen, can I ask you to answer? Thank you very much, Marianne. Can I ask you to answer Carmen's, rather Marianne's question about where written notes should be sent?
Yeah, you can send them to the secretary.
I can type in secretary@ACAWSO. Yeah. I'll type it in the room.
Okay,
I'll type the address in the room. We will take care of
getting very good. And I think one thing, at least based on our room, a lot of things got said, therefore a lot of notes got generated. I would say, you know, if you have a full transcript, that's great. If not, if you can just sort of type up a few bullets, you know, sort of what were the high level items, that will certainly help us capture. But the spoken report is very helpful. So it's 12:04. I believe this session goes till 12:25. We're now going to open it up to the entire room. You know, you can speak to points that have been made by the table, the breakout room reports, or if you have a different idea you would like to introduce, please feel free to do so. Sue, may I ask, I saw your hand one, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Mary Jo, if you could run this session.
I apologize for interrupting. My rep that was going to be giving our feedback from our breakout room just told me that she can't. She had her hand up, and unfortunately, by the time her time was up, she couldn't speak. So.
I think we should stop then and complete that. Is she available to...
She can't speak, so she's given me the notes. Okay. Of the team.
So if you could make this then the, I apologize, if you could make this the last breakout room report, then we'll open it up. Yes.
Okay. So this is. I want to thank everybody in our breakout room. Everybody was stellar, really helpful. So I'm going to read what the notes are that she has. And Leslie was our note taker and wanted to dearly speak. She had her hand up earlier. Notes, are there ways to improve? The first question, so showing the section time for voting, so we can be informed when the vote is taken. So having some visual section time and when voting is coming up or ahead of time. Generally, what we're doing is working well. Logging in is still an issue, so add an alternative for how to vote when Election Buddy doesn't work. Consider whether delegates who do not vote should be able to vote inside the Zoom platform. So for instance, we did a minority opinion here, but there are many delegates registered and we only did it within this particular forum. Use more breakout rooms to respond to pre-recorded reports to have discussions together. So ahead of time, have a lot of pre-recorded reports and then have less reporting time, like 5 minutes maybe. What do delegates need in order to be informed and involved? Attending the board meetings to get motivated about how hard leaders work and to learn more about the issues. Have a buddy or sponsor and one-on-one for new delegates and more one-on-one support. Have a separate page for delegates and basic information. So one of the things that came up, there is something called conference, but it would be a bit more visible if it was called delegates. More motivation for being involved, reaching out and passing on information. Have delegates participate in WSO committees. One spoke about how helpful that was from understanding everything. More reporting in the meetings. Need to emphasize that the responsibility of the community, and this is important, it's the responsibility of our community to take part here. Increase board meetings with fellowship, our TCs, to monthly. Perhaps revive intergroups. I'm on my last. How ask the registered groups list in addition to the delegates what topics they want. So they said, well, yeah, we do a survey and we do it to the delegates, but we need to do a survey about topics to all registered groups. Sharing from the board about what trends they see and how they may need to address them in the future. Re-examine the purpose, the QDMs, which were initially for topics that dropped off the table. Ask for input on issues such as counterfeit books, use rank voting for prioritization. And that's my team. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Mary Jo, do you want to call on speakers for the next 15 minutes or just?
Yes, and
I just as far as the time, I just wanted to interrupt on that, on the section time. If we're doing an hour for this section, we actually we should be ending at 40 minutes after the hour is
perfect. What? That's great. Okay, super. So Mary Jo, take it away.
Yes. Okay, I posted something in chat that indicates what we're doing next, which is we're going to, as far as timing, one idea per person, and if you got another idea, you can raise your hand again. But and then could Tamara or Karen share the screen and write down, record these ideas as we get them generated so that Brad can then put them into Election Buddy.
I thought we were going to have them just direct message me, and I'll put them into a screen.
Thank you.
So if you guys, I can put a asterisk at the in my name, but I would ask that during this time while I'm doing this, any tech questions go to Marcin, because I'm going to be a bit busy doing this. Thanks.
Yeah. Actually, can I ask a process question before we go no further? Mm-hmm. I feel like we may be mushing together two different segments. The last half hour of the session, I understand, was for generating ideas for future meetings. This is simply sort of finishing talking about the ideas generated in the breakout room.
Thank you. I jumped the gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So basically, it's calling on people for the whole meeting now just to continue the discussion that has begun. And maybe we can take a few minutes at the end to just sort of orally summarize, you know, what's come out of today.
Okay, so each person will have a minute.
Yeah. So to clarify, people are not sending these to
no, me. That'll be the next session. Yeah. I think we sort of moved it forward.
Thank you. Okay, let's start with WEB 0707, Angela.
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes.
Hi, thank you everyone doing service and for taking the time to present this meeting. So one of the topics that was in my group was around the question, how do delegates want us to develop topics for the ABC QDMs? And I brought up that when topics are brought to or submitted, the ones that have the highest amount of interest would be the ones that get presented. However, marginalized communities represent a very small percentage, and so they will never be considered statistically significant or the most chosen topics. And for that reason, I would love to see factors such as inclusion and representation be considered as valid reasons for presenting a certain topic. So that's it. That's my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. We will do what we can do to make sure that happens. Thank you. Next is WEB 0673, Clara.
Thank you. Clara T, Adult Child and Recovery, Loving Parenting Training. So when presenting reports like financial reports, talk to me like I'm a five-year-old. Keep it simple. Concerns about the voting process going against our spiritual principle of unity. Call out to delegates, as we only have a 2% representation at this moment, like saying the description of the service, the training, the observer opportunities there is, just like motivate people to be the delegate for their own group. And motions presented ahead at least 1 month so I can represent my group's voice instead of my own. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Clara. Next is WEB 0402, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. Mark, ACA. What I would love is, as we log into the delegate meeting in the chat, welcome. Here is a checklist of the things that you'll need today. So like when you're packing to go on a long trip, you have a checklist and you can check it off. And so you're not scrambling to get the voting buddy information. You can then at that time go through the emails that you've gotten from ACA, gather all your information, put it in the checklist, make sure you have everything. So you're just in, you know, gather your information from your actual meeting so you can have all of that information available for the meeting. So thanks.
Thank you, Mark. By the way, I don't know if the system is lowering hands or if people are doing that individually, but when you're speaking, please leave your hand up because otherwise you disappear into the crowd. Okay, next is CA218, Crystal.
Hi. So in my breakout group, something that really stuck out for me is that we don't use an international meeting format, and that people who are joining us from different places in the world that are not in the United States are struggling with the format and the way we conduct our business. And I join a lot of UK and foreign meetings. And so it was kind of an aha moment for me that maybe we need to be more inclusive about if we're a world service organization, that we provide more support for international community. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Okay. Not seeing any other hands. So, Charlie, do we want to move into the next segment then?
If I could ask just a couple of group questions, because I think we have a few more minutes just to...
We do have another hand. We have Kaz. I'll interrupt you.
And I see Laura has his hand is up, so why don't we continue with him?
Kaz, go ahead.
I'll pass to Laura, take up after.
Okay. WEB1210, Laura S.
Thank you. I just thought I would just wanted to share. We talked a lot in our group about the survey and that it was mentioned that only 10, like very few fill out the survey at the end of this QDM. And it was also, so it was some discussion had to do with, you know, as a new delegate, make sure I know I'm going to be participating in a survey at the end of this meeting then about new topics to bring forward. That way I have time to go back to my, or at least I would hope I had some time to go to my group, because we also discussed that the topic should be coming up from, you know, the meeting level, not necessarily from this group. So, I think that was, let me see, I kind of didn't get a chance to kind of express everything from my group, but that, and perhaps a separate email to new delegates with just kind of, not just the email about here's what's going on with this meeting coming up, but you know, you are going to be voting. You are going to be doing this very clear on what new delegates have to be prepared for. And thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Next is IG721 Shangri-La.
Thank you. We did discuss this briefly in the group, but I don't think it came out so well in the brief time that we had, that I'd like to see a more spiritual direction discussion rather than a very business orientated about the cost of taking the decisions that one does for recovery. And the money will come if there is a good goal collectively for us. And those topics to come, recovery topics to come organically. And there could be a separate business section where we talk about the monetary implications and what's going on with WSO as a business organization. Because an annual business conference does seem to have become more about cost counting than the work which is done. But I know that's important, but not to take away from the recovery. Thank you.
Thank you, Shangri-La. Okay, Kaz?
Yes, just to tag on to some of the comments about delegate education and information being available as soon as you log in. in our group, there were at least one very well put suggestion that rather than length, sending out emails with full documentation sometime prior to the conference so that people would have all of the relevant information in front of them.
Thank you.
Pass.
Thank you. I just, you know, since this was an experiment today with the breakout rooms, I think we'll work out some of the kinks if we continue to do this. And I think from what I'm hearing, and Charlie, I'm sure you agree, this has been a positive experience for most people today. And so it's something we'll probably continue to do. And if we do that, which we will, I'm going to say we will, that we will do our best to present all information and especially topics ahead of time so that you have time to prepare. But because this was an experiment, we didn't go to that level at this time. So we have one more comment and then I'll turn it back over to Charlie. IG648, Rich E.
Hello, everyone. My name's Rich. I'm an adult child. And I just wanted to say that I did appreciate the breakout room because personally, it gave me an opportunity to reveal some of the fears about being on this business meeting as a delegate, first time delegate. And I don't know everyone on this meeting. I only know a handful of people. And so, you know, for me, part of the process needs to be breaking down the social barriers within the meeting itself. So when I see only certain people speaking and then they're speaking to each other and not addressing the actual meeting, that for me, that causes a bit of confusion and separation for me. So I'd like to ask the officers to keep that in mind as you're speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Okay. Charlie.
Well, if people don't mind, this is not going to be election buddy voting, but and if anybody has any additional thoughts you want to say, please just get your hand up and we'll recognize you. But because we have a few minutes, I would like to actually just put a few questions to people based on things we've all been hearing. One is the breakout room experiment itself, this idea of getting some questions out, hopefully with more advanced notice in the future, letting people talk informally in smaller groups and then coming back as a big group. If I could ask for a show of hands, did people find this to be a valuable alternative for discussion and generating ideas? And Brad, could I count on you to count votes? My screen is such that I'm kind of blinded to all that.
No problem, we're still going up a little bit here. We'll call it 50.
Okay, that sounds like a really good number. So I won't need to do my next question, which is there anybody who will violently object to this to the point where we'll never come to another QDM if we do breakout rooms? It sounds like that's a very encouraging base. Now, one of the things I am really hearing, and it came in my, I see perhaps one hand in opposition, so I'm glad I at least raised that notion. Gabriel, do you want to be called on right now to, or... Are you just voting?
No, I wasn't voting. I was late. I was late and did not make it to the breakout about the questions. Mm-hmm. But something that has come up in other groups that I've been a part of in relationship to things of this nature are the ability to organize the delegates separate from WSO, meaning like, for us to be able to organize ourselves and not have to wait for WSO to do it, such as what it's doing here. And it kind of gives that oversight, you know, and to be able to fund and receive funds independently, such as other organizations like Intergroup organizes itself independently and receives its own funds, right? Like each group actually contributes not just to the main organization, but to Intergroup. So that the delegates, we can actually vote for people, right, and put them in the positions, and we're not looking to WSO as this paternal. It's not your responsibility to, you know what I mean. To one degree or another, it is to one in one sense of the word, but I really would look to hear what delegates think about this idea.
A lot of hands have just gone up. I'm going to do the left hand of Charlie screen system of calling up people. I see one person.
We have a time frame here.
Yeah, I think we have about, I was told till 11:40, 12:40 Eastern.
And then are we doing the poll at that point?
No, no, we're not doing a poll for this section. That's the last session of the day. So that's a whole future after this one session is concluded that I believe Carmen or Edmundus will be introducing. Carmen, can I have you to speak to the scheduling question?
Yeah, so we did start this meeting behind. We can go the full time, but after that, we'll need to take a vote on whether to extend the conference.
May I ask, 10 or 15 minutes. Would it help you to stop this one a little bit early? Like, would 12:30 be better than 12:40?
Actually, can we ask the delegates what they would want to do?
Of course, yeah, of course.
Okay. So if you want the full amount of time for this section, and which would mean we would extend the conference about 15 minutes, if you can please raise your hand if you would like that. So we'll give the full time for this section and extend the conference 15 minutes. All right, we have 33. Can we go ahead and lower all the hands? And if you oppose extending the minute, the conference, please raise your hand. We have 21. If anyone, go ahead and lower the hands. If anyone that opposed would like to speak for a minute or two, please raise your, or for a minute, please raise your hand regarding why you opposed. IG70, Karen.
Thank you. I appreciate the efforts that have been made recently to really keep on track as far as timing is concerned. And I just want to share that I have another service commitment this afternoon. And I am therefore not in a position to go over time for today. Thank you.
Thank you. And WEB0142, Asma?
So I'm in Australia. It's like nearly 3 a.m. here, and I've already like nodded off. And I realized I nodded off, and I like, we're in a breakout room. Whoops, I better ask for help. It's been great just listening and being here. Thank you.
And then I'll do one more minority opinion. WEB0673, Clara.
Yes, I would like to respect the time and just to keep the agenda what we were supposed to do, and then have the extra 15 minutes for the other session after the agenda has been respected. Thank you.
Thank you. And then we'll go ahead with that and do just a second vote with all that information. If you vote to do the full time for this section and extend the conference 15 minutes, please raise your hand. We have 11, go ahead and then if you vote not to extend this section and not like, to extend the QDM, please raise your hand. Okay, so we will not extend.
Okay, so we have 3 minutes. I'd like to just do a couple of quick informal polling topics. I heard a lot of voices talking about the need for more advanced information and perhaps simplified presentation of information. Knowing that's a very broad topic, how many people generally think that's an idea that should be prioritized in conference planning? Looks like a lot of hands. I'll wait for somebody who's got access to the numbers to count.
It's about It's about 38, Charlie.
Okay. And then hands down, how many people do not think that is worthy of prioritizing the notion of more advanced materials out there and simplified presentation? Are there any hands?
No hands.
Okay, right. So that's helpful. A lot of discussion, I think, about the anxiety of the newcomer experience, the need for support, but it is better written support and explanation materials. How many people generally agree with those types of ideas, that more just simply here's your experience and here's ways to work through it, think those that should be prioritized? Okay. I think that looks like a good number of hands. Brad, do you have a?
It's 34.
Okay, similar. Okay, great. Then one last one, and then we'll wrap up to respect the schedule. I'm going to say a lot of people talk about informal ways for delegates to gather. Same idea, hand up. Is that something we should prioritize, ways to have more of community experience among delegates? That also looks like it's got a lot of hands.
That's 39.
Okay. And there's certainly a lot of other ideas that we'll be calling through around just clarity of process. So the last thing I want to say before I wrap up, thank you very much, everybody. There is several studies going on, one involving charters, which were discussed, one involving just this experience of how delegates meet. If anybody is interested in joining that, because obviously there is no better population of people to participate than delegates who are here, please send a note on Slack, if you have Slack, to Mary Jo, or to chat to Mary Jo or me or to the secretary, and we will give you information about those meetings. But if I could ask for a quick show of hands, is there anybody who thinks they might be willing to participate in some of these studies that we're doing relating to the, if somebody could quickly, or actually, you know what, if you've just put your hand up, send a chat to Point of Information, Charlie, with your contact information. We'll follow up and get back to you with the information. But I really am very grateful that there's the level of interest we've seen in the last couple of hours, and a willingness to back that up with, you know, being a part of the discussion. So with that, Carmen, my thanks to everybody in the meeting today, and I turn it back to the chair.
All right, thank you for the great discussion, everyone. So this is about experimentation. So we're gonna try something different to end the meeting out, and we'll close at 55. So today we're experimenting with agenda topics. In the past, we relied on the survey to generate topics. Today, we will come up with topics for future QDMs in real time. So if you have a topic that you would like addressed at a future QDM, there'll be an opportunity to raise your hand. You will then be made a co-host. You can go ahead and type your suggestion in the chat and then read it out loud. And then I will go to the next person. Please don't repeat topics, and there will be more opportunities as well to add to these topics in the future. So again, and there will be two rounds of voting. The first round of voting, you will select your top five choices. And then in the second round of voting, you will prioritize those top five choices. So hopefully that's not too confusing, but we'll just start with the first part, which is if you have a topic that you would like discuss at a future QDM, please raise your hand. And you'll be made a co-host to post in chat. AZ0148, Jess.
I would like to see the 20% rule revisited and discussed, and hopefully change to better reflect and consider all ideas submitted.
Thank you. And then can you post that in chat as well?
Yeah.
Can we clarify, are they posting in chat to everyone?
I was going to have them post in chat to everyone so everyone can see it, and then maybe you can take it from there. Will that work?
Let's try it. Make sure it doesn't scroll way too fast. Let's try that.
Okay, if it doesn't work out, let me know. And IG70, Karen?
On behalf of the intergroup, I would like to ask the conference to discuss the role of intergroups within the service structure of our fellowship.
Thank you. Would you go ahead and put that in chat for everyone? And I'm just waiting to make sure the chat part is working. Let's see. I don't see anyone posting in chat. So if it's easier, you could you can just send your topic to Brad as well. Okay, we got one. There we go. All right, perfect. Okay, that's working. We'll keep doing that, just posting it on chat. Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, I'd love to see here, put it in here. Bunch of different things coming together, but all under the heading of how to make the conference itself be more delegate driven and delegate organized.
Thank you. If you can go ahead and put that in chat. Thank you. WEB0673, Clara.
Thank you. I would like to bring up the topic of how we decide on how to proceed. Which I would like to propose general consensus in order to respect our spiritual principle of unity opposed to a political system, Robert's Rules of Order. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you can go ahead and post that into chat. And IG630, Stefan.
Hi, I'd like to have a discussion on how to create better community in our breakout room. That was the topic that got brought up about community within delegates, but also on the meeting level. I visit a lot of meetings as a intergroup rep, and there seems to be just disconnect. I know we're all supposed to be, each meeting is autonomous, etc., but I think we've lost a lot of community and a lot of what brought me to ACA through Zoom and the isolation that Zoom brings. So I'd like to a discussion on how to create greater community.
Thank you. And if you can go ahead and put that into the chat, and we'll add it to the list. CA218, Crystal.
Yes, I placed in the chat, my topic for discussion is using a more international meeting format.
Thank you. And then, sorry, did you say you already put it into chat? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it in the chat. If you could try again or direct message me, I'd be happy to get it on.
Thank you. Okay, 0058, Brad.
I'd like to see the delegates discuss the formation of conference committees, specifically an agenda committee, to work with the ABC committee and the formation of delegate meeting agendas.
Thank you. If you can go ahead and post that into chat. WEB0384, Patty.
Hey, y'all, can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay. I put it in the chat. You know, I'm on my phone. Could someone please read? Carmen, would you be able to please read what I put in the chat? Thank you for your service.
I don't think I see anything from you in the chat.
Darn it. You know, I'm on my phone.
Do you just want to say it and I'll type it?
I see it. I don't know why it didn't get sent. Okay. Create a statement card that states in simple language a description of the service structure with stress on the fact that the power of our fellowship remains with individual groups.
I got that directly, Patty. You're on there.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. FL0282, Sharon.
Thank you. My topic is how to make QDMs and ABCs more accessible to non-English as first language delegates. Thank you.
You need to go ahead and post that. And then WEB381, Pam.
Yeah, well, I technically have three of them, but one of them is already posted in the chat, is delegate planned and presented ABCs and QDMs. One of them is strengthening the service structure, specifically seating the representatives of regions on the WSO board without going through. I mean, they've already been vetted by their region. I don't think they need to be vetted by a WSO committee. And the third one would be strengthening sponsorship in ACA, because half of our problem is, in my opinion, is that we don't have strong sponsors. We have this laissez-faire idea about,
Pam.
Being a fellow traveler. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's one idea, but if you can, pick what's most important to you and post it into chat. Just so it's fair, since everyone's supposed to do one idea. CA1030, Mary Beth.
Hi, thank everybody for their service. I would just like to have them acknowledge the fact that this population is coming out of the pandemic, and that Zoom live meetings and multiple memberships in other 12-step organizations limit the people who are involved. And I don't know what to do about that. I'd like some suggestions, because it seems like the same people, like I'm supporting.
I'm sorry, Mary Beth. Say one more time what your topic would be?
I think the idea of more service, particularly on a heavily, no, I can't put it, because it involves Zoom service, multiple organizations, and a limited population of people. And I think that is I don't know what the answer to that problem is.
Okay. So in order to put it on the I'm going to put something in the chat. If that doesn't generally describe what you're saying, then you can let me know. I just want to make sure that it actually gets what you're saying actually gets on the survey, so that it's there. WEB0445, William.
Yes, I think we need to discuss ways of getting the word out about what's happening in the WSO and the ABC out to the general meetings.
Thank you. If you can go ahead and put that into the chat. Okay. All right. And so is there any last minute? Anyone else? Okay, we got two more, so we'll finish out with these last two. WEB1143, Gabriel.
Before that, William, could you mind putting your ears in there without all caps? If you could change that so that they're all even, that would be super. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking for an educational forum to understand the relevance or the importance of delegates self-organizing themselves and how that plays out in other 12-step fellowships. Meaning,
thank you. Thank you. If you can go ahead and put that into the chat. And we will end with CT119, Michelle.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm an adult child. I was interested in how A topic would be how outreach is working in different areas of the world. What are successful, maybe, you know, health fair or other activities, what people are doing that's working. Thanks.
Thank you. And if you go ahead and put that into chat. Okay. So those are some excellent topics. Did anyone speak that hasn't seen, that doesn't see their topic on the slide? And we might have to go up a little bit on the slide. I just want to make sure we captured everyone. If there's anyone that doesn't see their topic on here,
I think we're waiting
please
for
raise your hand.
At least two more, William and Michelle.
Okay. Right.
Kaz here. I posted something. A question was given to me regarding changing the meeting timing, so that could be placed. I posted it to Brad.
Oh, okay.
Kaz, are you sure you posted it the right, Brad? Because I'm not seeing it.
Okay, and we'll just give it just a second. All right. Does that seem like it's everything? Okay.
Michelle, all are right. You still working? I just don't see yours.
I see it on there, number 13. You got it.
Oh. Good. All right. Well, thank you, past self. All right. Okay. I'm going to work on getting these in the election buddy. Take me about 1 to 2 minutes.
Perfect. And so for the next voting, please select your top five topics that you would like to see discussed at a future QDM. So it'd be your top five.
Armin, just a point of information, just in case I'm not missing something. I just saw in the delegate Slack channel, Shangri-La put a couple of items in, but I'm not sure if she understood that she needed to do a hand here. But if I'm totally out, I'm fine. Is Shangri-La still here? Yeah. Shangri-La, you have it in the Slack. I just wondered if you wanted it here.
Oh, that wasn't really a topic for the for discussion, but... Yeah, I had some ideas about enhancing delegate experience, which is to have sort of a 1 hour or 2 hours breakout rooms which will rotate. And we get to know people from other parts of the world, actually spend time with them with the aid of maybe an icebreaker game or a preset question so that, and also have a contact list for all the delegates so that if I have liked an idea from a particular person, I should be able to reach out to them easily. And one more suggestion came down the line from my group is all emails should go to the delegates and the alternate delegates as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you, and do you want, we could copy that over from the delegate Slack channel that she wrote, or she can do that.
I think we're already working on the questions.
It's not really a topic for discussion, so I'm okay with that not being included. It's more like a suggestion for the future, but not a discussion topic. Thank you.
Thanks, Shangri-La. Just want to make sure that we're not leaving you out.
And those are great suggestions. Okay, we'll just give it a little bit more time.
Okay. I just want to confirm before I do it, we're doing top 5 out of 15, Carmen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, may I just ask, is this going to be on Election Buddy, right?
Yes, it'll be on election buddy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, so I'm just going to show people real quick what this election buddy is going to look like. Okay, so you're going to choose up to five topics. You don't have to choose five topics. You can choose one, two, three, four. There's even an abstain on there if you just want to say I'm here type of thing. But if you choose to if you try to choose more than five, it's going to say there's an error. Okay, we're going to get this launched. Okay, it is running.
Let's give it 2 minutes. And then if we need to extend another minute, we can, because I know it's a lot to read.
In section time, we have 5 minutes left in this section.
Carmen, I think we're going to need to run this a little longer. I've only got 16 or so far. People are still going.
We'll do one more minute and then check back in.
Okay, we're at the 1 minute, so let's give people another 15 seconds to finish up.
Could we maybe ask people to raise their hands if they need more time? There might be translation issues.
Okay. Does anyone need more time? Please raise your hand. Okay. All right, so everyone that wanted to vote it, looks like they were able to vote. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to close it and do the results. Okay. One more Okay. Here are the results.
All right, perfect.
We can make it larger.
If we can.
If I make it larger, I'm not going to get everything on the screen. Is that okay?
Maybe you can make it larger and then we can read the first half and then read the second half.
Okay.
Okay. So the top topics were ask the conference to discuss the role of intergroups within the service structure of the fellowship. Another was how to make the conference be more delegate-driven and delegate-organized. Third, discuss using a more international meeting format. Fourth, discuss ways of getting the word out about what's happening at the WSO ABC to the general memberships or meetings. And the last, educational forum to understand the importance or impact when delegates self-organize and how it works in other 12-step organizations. All right. So we will now do a second poll. WEB0435, Laura?
Yeah, I was just wondering if when we do the survey, if it, the last question can be, is there any, where the delegates can own that process of, are any of these topics like minority, there was a concern about it being like minority, not being represented. I don't know if there's a way to help the, keep in mind about everyone being represented. It's like part of the question. Does that make sense? I can't capture that person's, that's the best way I can frame it.
How to make sure everyone.
Like, is there any question here that you think is not being represented by whatever the minority opinion or something like along those lines?
Okay.
I think this is section time is over. Okay. Just to let you know.
Okay. So I will record that, Laura. And we will now take the top five choices and rank them. So what's most important to you and your group to what would be least important. Is that correct? It would be most important to least important, Brad?
Correct. So the idea is that you're going to rank them 1 to 5. 1 is the top, okay? 1 is the most important. Give me 2 minutes to set this up.
All right. So just one more time. You'll be the five most popular topics, and you'll rank them from most important to you and your group to least important. While he's doing that, I see two hands raised. CA218, Crystal.
Hi. Yes, I wasn't able to get my voting buddy to work, and I don't know why.
Okay. IT, would you be able to reach out to her?
Martian, are you available?
Yeah, I can message you your credential, Crystal.
Okay, thanks. WEB0445, William?
Yes, this is just an informational question. Is this considered rank voting?
It is.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, looks like we're still getting everything ready. Region 5, Josh?
Yeah, so actually that's an interesting, what I just heard William raise is an interesting thing. I'm just as a sort of request for clarification on what we're about to do. Rank choice voting is generally a technique to when there's only one outcome, there's only one winner, I believe what we're doing now is taking the five and saying, let's rank those. Is that right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure. So it's not just that one is going to come out. We're taking, there's going to be five. It's just what order they come in.
Okay. So yes. Thank you actually for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. It'll be, you'll rank the five as the most important. We'll also, we have the entire list.
to look at as well. So even if it didn't make the, you know, the top five, it's still recorded and it's still on, you know, the list to talk about.
Okay, I'm going to talk through.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk through this real quick. Okay, so this is what it's going to look like. Okay, the way this choose, you can rank them 1 through 5. Unfortunately, what's going to happen is the next one, if you it doesn't remove the rank, but if you try to submit things with the same stuff, you will get an error about entering unique values. Okay, so it won't allow you to do that. It just doesn't remove that. The other thing is, if you don't want to rank all five, let's say you only have one number one and one number two, that's fine. You can do a number one and a number two, and it'll all come out with weighted average, and we will have a ranking. So okay, I'll start it in just 1 minute.
Could I raise a question, because I don't feel like I've received sufficient clarification about the outcome of the vote? Are we deciding on one topic to be discussed at the next quarterly delegate meeting, or are the five topics going to be discussed at the next quarterly delegate meeting? I would appreciate some clarification. Thank you.
So we're trying to get an idea of what delegates' priorities are in terms of not just looking at the next QDM, but the future QDMs that we have. So this is our first time doing it this way, as an additional way to get delegate feedback in addition to the other ways that we do it, like the survey. So this is our way of asking you kind of what your priorities are so that we know. As we plan future QDMs. But it's not like if number one is voted, we have to do only that one or anything like that.
Carmen, I'm ready. Are we good? Am I good to launch it?
Yes.
Okay. Vote is launched.
And I just want to acknowledge that we are over. I'm hoping we can finish everything in the closing and be done by what would be me 10:05, but I think for everyone else, for some people, it might be 1:05 or another time. So it might be 5 minutes over.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds left. Okay, 5 seconds. Okay, and I'm closing voting now. Okay, and I'm going to share some results. Okay, so we have the top count is how to make the conference be more delegate driven, then followed by discuss ways of getting the word out, followed by educational forum, followed by ask the conference, followed by discuss using a more international meeting format.
All right, thank you.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you. All right. So that is that section. It's an experiment that we're trying to see if that is helpful. Way to get ideas from you all. So there will be a survey at the end. Please fill it out and let us know kind of how it worked out for you or how you felt. Yeah. All right. And then I will turn it over to Edmundis for the closing.
Thank you, Carmen. I want to shout out to delegates, especially for first time comers today. And I want to thank you for your wonderful service. And also what I want to say is that we are actively looking for someone from the delegates to be our next QDM chair and a parliamentarian. And we ideally want to have that in 6 months advance so that we can train that person. There was a volunteer, but there were a number of technical difficulties of that person coming up. Please reach out to the ABC committee, abc@adultchildren.org email if you're interested in that. I see Josh, I see your hand. just a little bit of patience. I would ask Carmen if there's a ready survey link.
Yes. And Brad actually can post the survey link right after we're done. So if delegates, you wanted to fill it out while things were fresh in your mind, you can do that. It'll be sent out.
Marchant could speak. Yeah, Marchant could speak to that. He's doing the survey.
The email with the survey link went out 6 minutes ago, as I was aiming at the end of the conference. Delegate meeting, so we should all get the survey in the email by now.
Carmen, you're muted, and Josh had a question about the survey.
Yeah, I worry. Josh, please go ahead. One minute.
Yeah, can we display the results again? I have some methodological question about how we're doing this. I'm a survey person, so. It's really like I thought what we were doing was taking the numerical average of the different things, but it looked like I might have missed something, that we were doing percent of ones that got first place. I just want to clarify which one we were doing, because that could affect the results.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at that.
Can we do this? Can we finish the conference so that people that have to go can go, and then we will answer that question.
This is something I want to ask in front of delegates, because I think this is important information for all delegates. So I'm deliberately asking it right now, not so it's taken offline.
Sorry, I accidentally closed it. My bad.
For transparency reasons, let's do it.
Okay.
Yes. See, this seems.
I think Josh is right. I think I mucked up the vote and chose it wrong. And that what he's saying is right. Maybe what we could do is just take five more minutes for a revote while I do this.
Okay, I want to give a voice to the point of order, point of info for Charlie H. Charlie, go ahead.
No, I'm going to pause, but I feel, I'll take my hand down. I was going to talk about something else.
Okay. So I would suggest that, dear delegates, please raise your digital hands who wants to do a revote. Otherwise, just as Carmen said, all topics will be considered. So do we want, as a conference, to have a SurveyMonkey revote? Please raise your digital hands now. And can someone from IT count that?
We have 22 hands raised.
Okay, and I have to ask. Thank you for that vote. Who is against the revoting? I see 18 versus 22. So I would go with the revote, and just to honor the conference. But like I said, as a point of info, we would consider all these topics. So once you're ready, Brad, for this, and Carmen, I see your hand. So do you want to speak out of order as the chair?
I just want to make sure that the other vote that was done, the results will still be available.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to. I think I have it set up right, but you know I'm gonna have to test the outcome of it. So we can just this is a different thing of they don't call it ranked, they call it scored. I think this is right, but I'm gonna have to see the results to see. Maybe what we could do is just have a handful of people vote for a minute. We'll take the results, and we'll check it, and then we'll run the real one. That's the best I think I can do.
Okay.
I've been asked a point of order question that I think needs to be referred to cause, but it's time sensitive.
Okay.
I've been asked, do we still have a quorum based on our last quorum vote, because a number of people are leaving, and of course this is, you know, pushing against original group conscience about when to end the meeting.
Okay, so do we have the bandwidth to do a quorum check right now also?
Well, when was the last quorum vote? Because I think the question is whether we have enough people.
It was 55. The last quorum was 55. Yeah.
So we still have 40, so I think that would be passing the quorum, which is 50% of the last quorum count. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So while Brad is preparing for that once again space and appreciation, and I just wanted to announce that an annual World Convention, which is a worldwide recovery meeting in a sense of the entire fellowship of ACA, will be happening next year on the April 4th and 5th, depending on which region in the world you are living in. So just wanted to give a shout out to that. And otherwise, well, let's wait for Brad to finish up and let's see hands from Denise.
Thank you. So I am really confused. I why are we doing a revote? I'm not, I mean, I was here, but I just need to understand why we're doing that. Can you explain? I'm thinking if I'm confused, other people are too. Thank you.
I would refer, my understanding is that the vote numbers were not, I would refer to Josh to that answer. If you could answer in 1 minute.
Yeah, I can explain it. It didn't do the rank voting properly, and I'm having trouble finding the proper format for this, you know. And what I think we could do is, rather than holding people up, let's just say send this to overnight voting, and we can have people do it there. And I apologize for the tech problems. I thought this was handled.
Okay, that is fair. Based on the notion that in any case all topics will be heard, and it's a ranking thing. Okay, so respecting everybody's time, I would ask to lead us out in a say serenity prayer, which I will have on the screen in just a moment. Thank you, Brad. Anyone volunteer to lead us out in this serenity prayer? And then, dear people, still for those who want to stay, we will have breakout rooms for comedies. So if you have time, don't leave out. And then we will finish up in the serenity prayer with Shangri-La. Shangri-La, please go ahead.
Thank you for the meeting today. Thank you for all the organizers. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you.